This is the space process. Start by closing your eyes. And now focus on your breath. Notice when the in-breath begins, and notice when it ends. Notice when the out-breath begins, and when it ends. Notice the rhythm of when in begins and makes the transition to out. Notice how long each phase takes, how long the in takes and the out takes. And notice how long the complete cycle takes, with in, transition, and out. Notice that there is a space in between in that transition, where in morphs to out, and as you notice it, you can allow yourself to extend that space slightly. It's not a pause or a stop. It's more like a suspension that naturally and organically morphs from in to out and out to in. This is where the energy makes a transition. Now let your awareness extend outside you, some distance away in front of you, and notice a dot that's becoming larger as it approaches you, and you begin to see that it is a globe of energy getting bigger and bigger as it gets closer and closer to you, and bigger in size enough to surround you and encompass you when it arrives at your presence. Notice that it's expanding out from you, giving you space to be easily inside. And watch it expand as it gets much bigger than you. Even further and further, and more expansive as you watch, filling out and extending out into the solar system, into the galaxy, and beyond into the infinity of space. And now let yourself have the awareness that you are more space than matter. The matter that is held together by your personal gravity. That what appears to be a solid you is really much more space in between electrons and protons and neutrons. And I invite you to let that personal gravity loosen and begin to let the spaces in between the molecules of you, the form called you, let those spaces get bigger, putting more and more space in between those molecules, so that your being, your sense of self, is expanding in the same way the globe of energy is expanding. Now let yourself put even more and more distance in between each molecule until the sense of being more space than matter, and there is only a vagueness of an outline of what has been called you, expanded out over the universe. And as that sense of self expands and the sense of you expands, begin to notice that what was around you is now contained within you, as your molecules move further and further apart, giving your whole being an expanded sense of self, and including everything that once seemed outside. And just observe how enormous that self has become, reaching further and further out into the universe in all directions until it is beyond sight and seems beyond imagination, almost infinite. And just let yourself linger in this expansion for a little bit, getting the sense of both being everything and including everything within the space that is you. A space beyond limitation. Space beyond constraint. And now, ever so slightly, begin to be aware of the center of gravity that is the essence of you. That center that draws together and generates the cohesive presence in the physical world. Let it gently begin to pull all those molecules of you that have been expanded out, that have extended. Let it pull them in closer and closer to that center of gravity, bringing with them the sense of space in between each. As they get closer and closer in formation, notice them being easily connected to each other as if they have never lost connection, and let them now coalesce into the form that you know as you, while still maintaining the awareness of the space in between and the infinite capacity to include. And when you have finally reformed, let yourself open your eyes and see if you can still feel the expansiveness of the space you expanded out to. Now consider that anything that occurs can be contained within you. That which used to overwhelm is simply an experience that happens when we perceive ourselves to be small and limited in capacity and capability. When we see ourselves as solid or near solid, when you live from this smaller sense of self, then things will have an impact on you and you may react. People's energies have something to hit and affect, almost as if you were a small net that you would use in an aquarium with a very tight mesh. It feels almost solid, and yet water still passes through. However, when you live from this expanded sense of self, not only has the field of possibility grown, but also the mesh of the net called you has increased in size until it is enormous, and the energy of another impact or the experience of a circumstance may brush one thread of one side of the net, but the space will allow it to pass through without significant impact. It will have simply touched you just enough to alert you to the presence and the action being called for. And when your experience of this and your sense of it is complete, simply allow yourself to finish coalescing into that which is called you.